Hi, I'm Sing My Praise, and welcome to my maybe real, maybe fake AMA. So, some of these answers are real, some are not. Either way, the answers are going to be fun and hot. So, here are questions that I regularly get asked. What is my bra cup size? Now, I did post a picture of my chest, and maybe you guys have been wondering. I've only had one person ask since, though, but I actually don't know. I'm probably wearing the wrong size. Most bras just don't fit me. I've been going with DD, but I don't think that's right. I think it's too small. I'm really not all that sure. A lot of people have asked me, do I get aroused while recording? The answer is yes. And I feel like a picture is really worth a thousand words. So something that I've been thinking of, which I'm not going to do right now because I just started Gumroad this month, but I'm thinking in the future I might get an OnlyFans account. Something that I'm thinking about doing is taking a before picture of my pussy and an after picture, and then you can tell for yourself how aroused I get. And I've said before that when I'm performing, I like to act everything out, and I like it to be as realistic as possible. So if I have to, like, fuck a huge cock, like, let's say Alpha in the How the Alpha Made Me a Submissive Whore series, then I have a really big dildo that I got, and so I fuck myself with that. And I'm thinking I might take videos of me fucking myself while I'm recording. That could be fun. But I really do want to do the before and after pictures, and then you can see for yourself, as I said. And it'll also be fun because, you know, like, in some pictures I'm going to be super gaped if it's from one of the audios where I have to fuck a big dick. And the reason why I do that is because, well, I have a fat pussy. Like, my actual fuck hole is super small. And so this way I can actually portray, like, the pain really well. As you can see, I've done that in a lot of audios where you can tell it hurts a lot. And then I was thinking what could also be fun is at the end of the month, I can make a collage of all of the before and after pictures. I think that would be fun too. Maybe like at the end of the week and then at the end of the month. Another question that I get asked a lot is, are your orgasms real? Now, something I do is when it comes to the actual sex part of the script is I do a lot of improv, and that's because I like to buy time so I can get there, and so I can have real orgasms. So the answer is yes, and if you read along with the script while I'm performing it, you'll see that I drag that part out a lot. What sexual things have you done in public? A lot. I guess two of the big things would be cum walks. So there are a couple different kinds that I've done. I did one where I got a facial and I walked around with it all over my face, and it was like dripping off my chin and on my chest. So I did that kind. And then I did another one where I got fucked in semi-public. No one really saw me getting fucked or anything. And then I wasn't wearing any panties and I was wearing a super short skirt. So as I was walking around, the cum was like dripping out of my pussy. So I would say those are the two most scandalous things that I've done in public. I get asked a lot of partner questions. So here are three that I get asked a lot. Are you married? Do they know about your audios? And is your marriage an open one? So yes, I'm married and he supports me. He's heard my audios. He actually bought me my microphone. That was a surprise. And that was about a year ago. And as far as him listening to my audios, when we fuck, he actually likes to play the cuckold ones. But because of the pandemic, we can't really like do actual cuckold. We like to be safe. So we do listen to those while we fuck. And as for it being, is our marriage open? Well, I mentioned the cuckold. So before the pandemic, when I was newer, I had a monthly gangbang where I would have listeners meet up with me and have their way with me. And my husband does like to watch that. Well, he did. We haven't been able to do that in a while, of course. So that sucks. But hopefully again soon. Will you ever do a ramble fap? I have done one. I did not label it as one just because I felt kind of uncomfortable, but it's on my Patreon and it's You Will Nut This November Part 2. In a way, it's not technically a ramble fap because I don't know, is a ramble fap supposed to be where you're just like talking to yourself and narrating what you're thinking about? Because I mean, I'm doing that, but I'm supposed to be talking to someone else. I'm supposed to be talking to the listener. So it is a ramble fap. You can hear the toy that I'm playing with and everything, but I'm talking to the listener and it's like, it's still an audio. It's where nobody could probably tell it was a real ramble fap. So it's still role play, but it's all improv and it's all like what I was coming up while I was playing with the toy. And I actually, the toy's a big part of it, and let you, the listener, listen to it and I talk all about it. Which audio turned you on the most? That would definitely be Please Don't Get Me Pregnant. That was written by Ravish a Girl, and I love that script so much. And that's, I have a really big fantasy that has to do with that. Not so much the part where the listener is like my actual listeners, not the meta part. I don't need anyone listening in and like trying to save me or anything, but just the being kidnapped part and being sexually stimulated. I love that. So that's a huge fantasy. And that was the first time I had performed one of my big fantasies. So I was also new to GWA at the same time. So I was still like figuring out what I was really, really into. And so I was so unbelievably wet during that one and extremely turned on and really horny. And then like, yeah, I kept getting off to that. And I might redo it. I've been thinking about redoing it now because I think that I've improved since then and I would like to do like a remix. I think if I redid it, it would be really, really, really good. What do you think about small cocks? You do a lot of big cock worship audios. So I get asked this all the time. I don't know if it's the same person asking it. I don't know if it's different people. I don't know. But I get asked this question a lot. I get asked it on the Curious Cat app and I get asked it in my Reddit mailbox a lot. So the answer is, I don't give a fuck. Like, seriously, it's all about how you use it. That's what matters. You've got fingers, you've got a tongue, you've got a mouth, you've got other things too. Size, it really doesn't matter. Like, someone with a really big cock can fuck you worse than someone with a small cock. If you have too big of an ego and you're relying just on having a huge cock, that's not gonna do it. You gotta know what to do with it. How to use it. Like, what else to do to stimulate a woman. And so yeah, the size, it does not matter one bit. I couldn't care less. So something I've been asked since the first month, pretty much, when I started doing audios is, you're doing this for free. So what do you get out of this? And now this was before I started doing any type of monetization, because as I said, this was in the beginning, and I did not start accepting money until I'd been doing this for like, I don't know, 10 months. So I did this for free for a very long time. I had already done 150 free audios before I ever started accepting any type of payment for anything. I love to perform. It's my passion. It's what I love to do. And it's a great creative outlet for me. I like attention. I like validation. I want to be desired. It's just, you know, it's also because of the whole instant gratification thing. Now, back then when I started making audios, it didn't take as long as it does now. I made them all on my phone. At the very beginning, I didn't even know how to edit or anything. But then once I did know how to edit, I still kept redoing it until I didn't really have much to edit. So, you know, I could post audios right away sometimes. Not like right away, but I didn't have to wait too long. And so it was the instant gratification thing for me as well. Nowadays, like each audio takes at least 3 hours to make, but before it did not take as long. But maybe they still did take a while, but I think the quality was not as great, I gotta say. But yeah, if I could record and edit an audio and post it that same day, it was all about the instant gratification. Not so much now because I do everything ahead of time now. I never record the same day that I post usually. So it's not so much the instant gratification thing for me these days. But it's still a great creative outlet. It's my favorite thing in the world. I love performing and I'm so lucky that I'm able to do this and that I have an audience. I have you guys who will listen to me. So thank you for listening to me because this is what I love to do. And I love to have an audience. So that is it for now. And I am going to be doing a real AMA, but I can't do one yet because I'd already told patrons and my Patreon that once I hit 20 patrons, I'm going to do an AMA. So that's why this one isn't totally real. Some stuff is real, some stuff is not real. It's up to you to decide what is real. So anyway, I will talk to you later.